Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Boy, what a great crowd, you guys. Wonderful to see you. Yeah, everybody present and accounted for?
Yes, sir.
It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord today. And the house of the Lord is anywhere where God's people are, right? And where God said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to just be here as we worship God in spirit and in truth. And we're going to go ahead and start with the announcements for this week. Let's see. Dates to remember. We always have our Bible study on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. You are all welcome. Set up so that anybody can come at any time and just join right in, because we're reading the Word of God and it's always applicable to you and to your life. Also, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, preceded by prayer at 6:30. All are welcome, as well to choir practice, which is on Thursday night, 6:30 to 8. And then on Saturday mornings, all are welcome to the farmer's market, which happens from 8 to 12. And we also have many men and women baking for that farmer's market, and some people are going out to the farmers to bring in the produce. So if you'd like to help in any way, shape, or form, you are always welcome. See Pastor Gary. Any other announcements?
Yeah, you folks that have church offices, our annual meeting's coming up. We haven't scheduled it yet. It'll be probably the end of July, beginning of August. So if you've got reports that you need to do, you can start working on them now, and that way you won't be the little kid that has homework due and waits until Sunday night to do it for Monday. So just a heads up.
Okay. And that particular weekend, we're going to be gone, Pastor, so you guys can have the meeting without us.
No, we'll wait.
Ah, okay. All right. It's all...
Because you need to do your report,
yeah,
Mrs. Jay.
Yeah, okay. I'll do my report. Any other announcements? I think, Jackie, tell us how your foot's doing.
It's been 8 weeks since I broke my bone. It's coming along. I'm thankful that I'm able to hobble around more.
Yeah.
I can't walk far distances, but thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your concern and your love. And I surely love being here. Thank you, coming along.
It's so good to have you back. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And tell us, you're keeping track of the Franklin Graham prayer for the nations. Where's
yes.
Franklin Graham for these few weeks?
He's been in Wisconsin, he's been in North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and just continue to pray for him. And it's really a blessing because he goes from capital to capital of each state in the United States, which is awesome.
Right.
Pray for him for safety as he goes, and it's such a blessing that he's doing that.
It is very much a blessing. Franklin Graham's going to be in either Hartford, which is only about 40 minutes away from here, and Boston, which is an hour and a half away from here, in August. I believe it's August 12th. Do you remember?
Yeah, in August in Boston, the beginning of September, first week in September in Hartford.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you can choose either one to go to, and we'll be right at the Capitol praying for each state. What a great ministry. Pray for America. And also, we are doing the Daniel Plan on Monday nights. We have around seven people. We keep adding to our number for healthy living, and we have a nice video from Rick Warren and the Daniel Plan, and it's really helping us to choose to be healthy. So you're welcome at 7 p.m. every Monday night. Any other announcements? Okay, lots going on around here. But we will start with our prayer requests. We have lots of those as well. Prayers for Faith and Buck as Faith recovers from a fall. Also for Karen's mom, Virginia. She's in the hospital. for Jeannie Smith's husband, Rick, who was injured in a bike accident.
It was a bicycle, and he was coming down the hill, and he went head over whatever, and his mouth is his main injury.
Oh,
he lost probably 4 of his front teeth.
Oh.
His upper lip was like divided into like 3 parts.
Oh.
So I don't know how many stitches are in there. His mouth is a mess. It really is a mess.
Right.
And then his arms and legs are just road rash or whatever they call it. He's got scrapes and those all over.
Oh.
His eye is, you know, but the main thing is his mouth, I think.
Sure.
I think the rest of him will heal well. But,
pray for good healing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Also, prayers for Bob and Judy, Alma and Charlie, and all who battle Parkinson's. Prayer for all of our family and friends who have cancer, Terry and Jeannie's sister Ruth, Charlie Roberts, Rich's daughter-in-law, Jacob, Roger Kerboy, Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee, and her husband, all are battling cancer. We also have continued prayers for Jacob, baby Luke, Angelica Ward, and Alexis, as well as all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and the doctors and nurses that treat them. Continued healing prayers for Karen and Art's daughter, I don't have her name, Colt Coldill, Jackie, again, George Curry, pastor's daughter-in-law, Andrea, and her mother, I believe, as they seek to find her medical problem. Lisa's mom, Rich, Paul Lavoie, Priscilla Varney. Boy, this list gets longer. We're going to have to keep this not just on our refrigerator, but right in our Bible when we read our Bible every day.
Okay. Adding to the list, you'll notice Karen isn't here. Karen and Art are at the emergency room. Karen's got a stomach issue going on, so that's why she's not here this morning. Faith is home and doing okay. She can't do any real moving around or anything, but she can talk on the telephone, and she can talk if you stop by and visit her. So she'd be glad to hear and visit with you. Do you have other prayer requests, Charlie?
Yeah, pray for some skin tests that Jackie's going through, that they come back okay and stuff.
Okay, any other prayers? Yes?
Prayers for Ben's mom, as she's in the hospital.
Sure. Who's mom?
My husband, Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. Okay, I didn't hear the name. Okay, Dennis is mom.
Jane didn't raise her hand, but Jane could use prayers. Jane's got a little hitch in her giddy up with a couple other things going on, but if she looks like, you know, she's sitting there smiling and her eyes are squinted up, that's because she's gritting her teeth really while she's smiling.
All right. Any other prayer requests? Okay, please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome. What a great day to be in the magnificence of God's chapel. Now, it's always good to be outside, be gathered together. You notice this is Mission Sunday, and we have missionaries that we support. We have folks that do local missions work. We're going to talk about what everybody's mission is and how you can fulfill the mission that God has for you. It always is interesting. You know, a sermon that I looked at, it's called My Commission and My Mission. And we were talking in Bible study about how everybody has a mission. And Jesus, before he left, gave us the operations order. His operation order is called the Great Commission. What's the Great Commission?
Go.
Go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel.
Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to who?
All
people. Big people, little people, people that look like you, people that don't look like you, people with perfect haircuts like Joel and mine. Everybody. Go. It just says go. Don't say go where. Go wherever you are and be that messenger. Be that light that they're looking for, because in today's world, everybody's looking for that light. Light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know how many people said to me, hey, Hey, Pastor, what do you think about Great Britain withdrawing from the European Union? Hey, Pastor, what do you think about the floods in West Virginia? Hey, Pastor, what do you think about the fires in California? Hey, Pastor, what do you think about this? I think it's all an opportunity to witness the light and love of Jesus Christ for everybody. It's all, everything is an opportunity. So that's what our job is. And our job is to focus on doing our job. It's interesting, when I was looking for a idea of mission success, I looked at a lot of illustrations. And there's this company called Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola was one little product, a doctor named John Pemberton introduced Coke to it in Atlanta, Georgia. The pharmacist concocted this caramel-colored syrup in a three-legged brass kettle in his backyard, lugged it down the street to the local pharmacy. 100 years later, statistics show that 97% of the world has heard of Coke.
Amen.
And you think about that in relationship to how many folks have heard of Christianity. It's because they do one thing. They do one thing and they do it well. They advertise Coke. They don't stray away from it. They have other soda line products, but they do Coke. And for folks, if you've been outside the country, or if you meet folks that are here from another country, they learn by our movies. And our movies teach them that cowboys smoke Marlboro cigarettes and that everybody in America drinks Coca-Cola. And so I think our commission and our mission should be pretty much pointed the same way, that you are a civilian by part-time, but you are a full-time missionary for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you turn to 667, that's our call to worship. For grace to serve selflessly. 667. We'll read this in unison. Reading, teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you desire, to give not, to count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not seek rest, to labor and not ask for any reward, except that knowing whom you will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
This little red book always amazes me. I find stuff in it that we don't read very often. And this is pretty simple. It's not the Declaration of Independence, but it is the declaration of what we should do. That we should ignore the hitch in our giddy-up, the things that we don't think we have, and use the tools that we have to move forward. Join with me in prayer. Father, we are so blessed to be in the presence of you, that we're outside in your magnificent cathedral that only you can make, Lord. We're thankful for the sunlight, for the sunshine. We're thankful for the low humidity this morning and for the opportunity to join openly and freely and expand our mission to the world just by our presence here at the Little Crossroads in Wales. We pray, Lord, that folks going by would see the cars gathered in the parking lot and say to themselves, look at all those folks. I know all those folks. Maybe I should be there. We ask, Father, that you lift us up, that you infiltrate our mind, our heart, and our soul with your message, that we would leave here more than we ever thought we'd be, that we would quit half-stepping, that we would not straddle the fence, that we would be the person that, like Coca-Cola, is mission-focused, that we seek at every given breath that we take to glorify and spread the word and share to everyone that we come in contact with the word of the Lord. Because, Lord, we don't want anybody left behind. Our army needs new warriors. We need them of all ages, all sizes, and all skill sets, and we welcome them all into our camp. And now, Father, as we prepare for service, we gather together in a prayer that our son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
continue service with Kit's favorite hymn, 666. He likes the hymn, he just doesn't like the number sequence that it's in. I can see the hair on the back of his head stand up every time that I collect this hymn.
Right.
Who is on the Lord's side? Receive our tithes and offerings. And I always say, share from your abundance, because we truly are abundantly blessed. When you look at the world and you look at even all the soldiers that we have in our army here at the little church on the hill that have injuries and things that are going on, we truly are blessed and blessed mightily. So as the ushers come forward, share from your abundance.
Oh,
much luck to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender all. Save your people from the mountains. My God is fighting to save. He is fighting to save. Forever, author of salvation.
We come, Lord, and we return a small portion. And Father, we are so blessed every week that we come and gather safe and secure, and that we've had another week with some bumps in the road, Father, but you've gotten us through the week, and you continue to bless us and lift us up. Even when we're too tired to pick our own self up, you're there to lift us up and to walk with us. We ask, Father, we bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you take these gifts and help us to utilize them to expand the ministry, so that more people know the truth that Jesus Christ equates to everlasting life, that there's a better lifestyle and a better way. We ask, Father, that you help us to invade those folks' lives that have not seen or heard your voice, that we would give them the opportunity to experience you and the light and love of Jesus Christ that welcomes all people just as they are. That they come and they feel your love and feel your warmth, and they keep coming back to be renewed, developed, and raised up so that they're better, more functional Christians to work and do the mission. We ask this blessing on this offering, the gifts, as well as the giver. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all may be seated. All the children, come on down front. We got a whole passel of children today. We got Howard's Monkey Brigade. We got Miss Hannah's crew. We got them all. There you go. Slide that other chair over there. Trick. Slide that one. Cool. We're glad to have all you kids here. Nice to see you all today. Today is what we call Mission Sunday, and missions would mean a lot of different things to a lot of different folks. My brother Joel in the back, he does missionary work. He leaves home and he goes to places like India and goes to South America and does that type of mission work. But everybody has a mission.
Yeah, if you guys are probably too young. Have you seen Mission Impossible? You know, Grandpa, I'm sure, would let you watch Mission Impossible.
Without a doubt.
There was no doubt in my mind that Grandpa was going to let the monkey girl in. Yep. Mission Impossible. That's the theme for us old people. That was a TV show. And they'd play that music, and the music would come on, and they would always say, Jim Phelps, you'll receive a tape. Jim, this is your mission if you choose to accept it. And then the tape would disintegrate. And God gives us messages that this is what we're supposed to do. Maybe I'm supposed to go visit with the little kid that's new in school, somebody that's come new. We got a bunch of folks here that don't come every Sunday that are up here visiting. Maybe your mission is to visit with them and say, hey, this is what we do on Sundays. And Mrs. Jetty runs the class. We have a really great time. And you take that information back with you, and then you share it with when you're back home so that all your friends know, hey, that going to church and going to kids' church is a good thing. And we've all been given a mission by Jesus. So the question is whether you accept the mission or not. Folks are called. God talks to you during the week. We were in Big People's Bible study this morning, and Betty was sharing an incident this week where God talked to her, and she said, you know, it bothered me all week long. I think I was supposed to do this. And if God talks to you and says, hey, you need to go be friendly with this other kid, or you need to invite this person to come with me to church, or go with me when we're doing stuff, that's probably what God wants you to do. So I'm going to say a prayer over you, and we're going to send you off to Mrs. Jettyland, and I'm blessed that you're all here, particularly the monkey baby people. Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. Did you see my note on the desk in the church?
I did. That was her grandpa and grandma cleaned the church, and they leave me love messages, and yours was very nice. You go in my office, and people leave me stuff because they think my office is a storage cabinet. They leave me messages in there. They're really cool. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you bless the children, that you bless Mrs. Jetty and everybody else that works with the kids, that they'll go home lifted up and had a great time and have heard your voice. Because little kids generally are more receptive sometimes than big people, that's as they're all filled with other kind of stuff. We thank you for all the children that are here, the parents and grandparents that brought them, and we ask that you bless them all immensely. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Off to Mrs. Jetty Land.
You'd be good in class, Howard. I'm trying to behave.
Prayer time, opportunity to come together and talk to God. We got a lot of prayer requests out there and a lot of folks that have asked for prayers and continue to need prayers. And our list seems to grow each day. And it grows because God must think we're doing a good job. One of those things, you know, if you're a good soldier in God's army, God says serve and serve without ceasing. God also says, I'll never give you more than you can't handle. So God must think that we can handle a whole bunch. So I'll begin the prayer. It'll go to Kit. Then we'll go over on this side to Grace and work our way across and go back and forth across the rows. If you got something to pray about, lift it up. If you don't have anything special, say thank you, God, or amen, and we'll move right on to the next person. But take the time to hear God's voice. You know, we always talk to God, God help me with this, and thank you, God, for that. God likes to talk back. And it's kind of like, you know, nobody likes a conversation where one person talks all the time and you don't get a chance to talk back. God, you talk to God, and God would like to talk back to you. He's got something special to say. Join with me in prayer. Father, we lift up Faith and Karen's mom and Karen. We lift up Jeannie's husband, Rick. We lift up Bob and Judy Faye and Alma and Charlie. Lift up all our cancer warriors. Terry and Jeannie's sister, Ruth, Charlie Roberts, Rich's daughter-in-law, Jacob, Roger Curvoy, Reverend Bob Welder, Karen's friend, Dee, and her husband. We continue to pray for all our children that have needs, the Jacobs, the baby Lukes, the Angelica Wards, and Alexis, as well as our children, our great-grandchildren. And we ask, Father, that you hold all these folks and give the doctors and nurses wisdom, but you hold all our children in the palm of your hands because they're all out of school now. We ask for a great summer where they're rested, but we pray for Christian mentors to come along the way, for the opportunity for them to be reached by a church somewhere along the way that reaches out and touches them and their parents so that they will come in and know the joy and know the wonder of a life filled with God and with God's Word. Pray for Karen and Art's daughter, Colt Coville, as he heals from surgery. Jackie, George Curry, my daughter-in-law, Andrea's mother, as they try to figure out what's wrong with her. Lisa's mother, we pray for Rich, Paul Lavoy, Priscilla Varney. We lift up Dennis's mom, as, you know, she's 95, I think. And, you know, she has some health issues. And we pray for, you know, Karen Kibbe and Jane Dugan and other folks that have health issues. As always, Father, we lift up our military personnel that are spread around the globe. We pray for their safety and their safe return. We pray for the families that wait. We pray for our police and firefighters, our EMT and the first responders who go purposely into harm's way to protect us. We ask, Father, that you lift them up and keep them safe. You be with the families that wait for their return. Father, we pray for all our elected officials, local and national. We pray for candidates to arise that have Christian values that we can back. We pray that the leaders would serve the voting community and not their own desires. We ask, Father, for strength and guidance and for the opportunity to serve you daily. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Father in heaven, thank you for this wonderful day, Lord. Thank you for my waking up this morning. Every day's a surprise, Lord. Thank you. And please be with Karen and help her get over whatever problems she's having. Be with all those in our congregation who are in need of help physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. Guide us, Lord. You're our shepherd. Guide us. Lord, I turn over my weight issues to you, Lord, because I can't do it myself. I've tried. You know, it goes for a while, but I need sustaining help, Lord. Please be there for me. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, precious Lord, this beautiful summer day. And we do pray for everyone here, for all the ones that are suffering hardships and everything, and we just pray because we love them, and we know God loves you too. And take good care of everyone. Thank you, dear God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely here today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for loving us, saving us. Thank you, Father, for our pastor and his wife. I pray you continue to bless them. Father, I just pray to be with Gail today and the kids and bless them. And I pray that they learn to grow to love you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the little cottage below that you've, after many years looking, we found. And as we get settled in it, Lord, have us to enjoy the community, but more importantly, thank you for the little church set up on a hill that can't hide its light under a bushel basket. Lord, have everybody come down and see something's happening here, Lord, and have us one beggar tell another beggar where we got the bread of life. Lord, bless this service and the sermon to follow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for this outdoor sanctuary where we can praise you and fellowship each other. I too want to lift up our sisters Karen and Faith and Jackie and pray your healing hands on all of them. I praise you for all that you do in our lives, the surprises you give us. Thank you for my family, for my children and grandchildren, and I thank you for my new grandchildren. Thank you that together we can have 13 grandchildren, and I just praise you for that in our lives, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I thank you for my dear husband that you've given me, in Jesus' name.
Jeez, wow, I don't know if I could top that, 13 grandchildren. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this awesome day to be allowed to pray here openly and freely without retribution on the places in the world we would not be allowed to do harm. So thank you for this day. Thank you for my life, my family, and all of the things you do for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for this bright new day. Place your healing hand on me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks for safe traveling. Thank you for all the joys in my life.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to worship outside and hear the birds and feel the sun and the breeze. Just thank you for all the blessings in my life. I just pray that you help Ricky to heal and help his attitude while he's going through this. And I also lift up Faith and Karen and Jane.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I ask for patience. Please help us to listen and to hear your voice. And I also thank you for all the blessings in my life. Please keep us safe. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful day, Lord. Thank you that we woke up in America this morning, Lord. Thank you for this little church, Lord. Pray for all our cancer warriors out there, Lord, that are battling that terrible illness, Lord. I pray that we see an end to cancer in our life, Lord. I pray that you bless us, Lord. It's always been a blessing to us. Pray for our military men and women, Lord, our policemen, our firemen, our EMTs, our doctors and our nurses, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the quiet, we hear your voice. In the breeze, we feel your touch. We walk, and we walk too fast sometimes, Father, and we miss the magnificent creations that each flower and each animal brings. We watch our children. Our children are mystified and have all types of questions, and they see everything from the little moths that are causing us problems, they find joy. All the little flowers that we walk by, they pick up and they don't take for granted. We ask, Father, that mystery would be shared with us, that we would truly hear your voice, that on this Mission Sunday, we would accept the mission, that we would accept the mission that God has for us and not shirk it, and not shirk it. Help our each day with our walk and our demeanor and our talk to be a reflection of the work you would have us do. We lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Continue service with 663. Stand up, stand up for Jesus.
Stand up. and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there.
Now say,
stand up, stand up for Jesus, the strife will not.
People said,
Amen. You turn to your hymnal on 664. In the first verse is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So God did not come to give us a spirit of fear. So if you're fearful or anxious or paranoid, that's from Satan. That's not from God. By the way, that word comes from power, comes from dunamis, where we get dynamite or dynamo from. And we'll go on reading. Do not be ashamed then for the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. And his grace, which is unmerited favor. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You then, my children, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In what you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrusted to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in suffering like a good soldier in Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please the enlisting officer. This saying is sure. If we have died with him, we also live with him. If we endure, we also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a workman who is not ashamed and rightly explaining and dividing the word of truth, word of our God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to open up a word of prayer before I get started. Father God, what a blessing it is to wake up in America, Lord. What a blessing it is to be standing here to preach your word, Lord. I pray that the words that come out of my mouth are truly your words, Lord, and that the thoughts that come through my mind, Lord, are your thoughts, Lord, and that you are my blessing to all these that are here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is a message that I gave at the missions conference a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was. The pastor asked me to give it to you today. This morning I'd like to speak about two different things. First is America. And the blessing that it is just to wake up in this great nation every day. The second thing is the missionaries around you. A couple Sundays ago on Memorial Day, I got up in front of the church, very emotional, and I read a little piece of paper that I have in my Bible about a young Marine from Sturbridge who gave his life for our country on October 19, 2006. It so touched my heart, the words that his mother spoke at his funeral, and I quote, "Don't ever forget that have died and those that are still serving for our freedom. Freedom is not free." We are so blessed to be able to gather here today and not have to worry about terrorists. We are so blessed to be able to gather here today and not have to worry about the food that we eat. We're so blessed to be able to gather here today and have clean air to breathe. I could go on and on, but my point is, thank God every day that you're an American. Because really, the whole rest of the world is envious of us. We live in America. People would love to be able to live here. Ain't that true, Richard? It's absolutely true. In my 21 years, I've done missionary work around the world. I have seen many nations and people that are in turmoil, in chaos, in poverty beyond belief. For the first time, when I stepped off that plane with my dearest daughter when she was 15 years old, we landed in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and we got off that plane, and it was as big as all this, and it was packed shoulder to shoulder with people, and it was the smell and the noise and the commotion. And it overwhelmed me. I remember Kelly holding my hand, she goes, "Wow." I realized that, wow, this is the world that these people live in every day. This is their world. I remember the scary security of Ecuador, being in the back room with these guys with all these guns. I'm going, "This is it, I'm not coming home." They're going, "We need to talk to you." I'm thinking, "Well, you're the boss." The brown air of Mexico City. You fly down into Mexico, it's as dark as that. And it's like, and then the cars, and then the traffic. The poverty and hopelessness of Haiti. It's all around you. In Colombia, it was the guns and the drugs. Gunfire going off all hours of the night. 1, 2, 3, 10 shots at a time. You go, "Wow, I'm glad that's not so close." The fear. When you walk around in Singapore, if you throw gum down, they're going to arrest you. You throw a piece of trash, you're going to jail. Then there's the darkness of India, a nation that turned its heart away from Jesus Christ, and they're still in the darkness today. The prophet Isaiah writes in the 9th chapter, verse 2, he writes, "The people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light, great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them that hath the light shined." Of all the places I have been, there is that light. There is that hope. God is there in the lives of the believers. The light of God is shining on them. They have Jesus Christ to light their pathways. They have Jesus Christ to heal their hurts. They have Jesus Christ to mend their broken hearts. That light is in Wales today. Amen. It's here right now.
Right.
It shines out of that little church over there. Now, we have seen the light. or you guys wouldn't be here this morning. I thank God that 21 years ago, about this time, I saw the light in the little church over in Southbridge. I was thinking about that this morning. The mock oranges trees come out. And my wife always tells me, when you see the mock oranges, that means that it's another year of your salvation has gone by. Because it was about June 6th or something like that. The prophet Micah, in his 6th chapter, verse 8, he reads, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God." This is our mission. This is what is required of us as followers of Jesus Christ. Almost the missionaries around us, you and me, are here today. Almost 2 years ago, I set out on a missionary journey here in Wales, Massachusetts. My brother had just passed away, and my father was heartbroken. My brother left us with the biggest mess you ever saw. So we set off, cleaning the mess up little by little, and through the actions of many people, Pepe's heart started to heal. And you could see the joy starting to come into his life as the mess got cleaned up, and we started to move forward to fixing his house. It was his oldest son, and it broke his heart. But his heart was being healed by some missionaries that came there and helped him. Is that missionary work?
Yes.
You bet it is. A few months back, our sisters Jeannie and Terry went out on the mission field. As they walked with their sister Alice on her road to heaven, it was a very hard time for the two sisters. Their lives in their lives, but they did it through the God's love and guidance. Is that missionary work?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Every Sunday, we have a missionary that comes and visits us. He's earlier than me most of the time. He comes to our church. He started passing out bulletins when he was a young lad. And from there, he moved on to be our chief photographer. And now today, he holds the distinguished position as the best helper in the Wales Baptist Church. Is he a missionary?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a missionary. Our sister Lisa lives right over there, Keller's mom. She puts on her missionary hat every day that she goes out and visits her patients. She is the light and love of Jesus Christ to all her patients that are preparing to meet God face to face. That's a missionary. Does she do missionary work? My friend Sue Kalis, she was working with this woman named Helen. She was a tough old colonel on Munson Road. She was alone and sick, but God brought Susan there to be a missionary to come and to help her. Now she helps George Vreeland and keeps him out of trouble when she can. That's missionary work. Last Sunday, or a couple Sundays ago, I saw one of the youngest missionaries ever go to work at her own birthday party. We were at Nate's and Kelly's table having cake and ice cream, best part. And out of nowhere, Hannah looked over at Grandpa Joe and said, "Grandpa, I love you." She said, "Grandpa, I love you." You could see how it touched Joe's heart. I added a lot more this morning, and I'm going to hit on a few of them. I remember Mickey doing the dinners, working herself like a dog with Elmer, from sun up to sundown for those dinners, you know, overworking herself, you know, was she a missionary?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a missionary. My dear wife, when she used to have the Sunday school class downstairs and it was cold, and the kids used to have to get their coats and stuff like that, but I could see the excitement in Gail's face when she had Sunday school, and all the little kids would come down. And it was a tough thing, but that was missionary work. That is what God wanted her to do. I remember I got a card from Susan after my brother passed, when she used to do the card ministry, you know. She was a missionary. She'd send out those beautiful cards, and it touched my heart. The card is in this Bible somewhere. She's a missionary. And there was Carla. Remember crazy Carla? Carla in her coats, you know. What a blessing. But she took it upon herself because God laid it on her heart to bring these coats to the Springfield Rescue Mission. A couple times a year, she'd have piles of coats, you know. Barbara Tessman got her heart broken from that woman with the ALS. She turned that around. She turned that horrible thing around for good, for God's glory, when she walked the 5 miles and she went out. I got a very touching letter from ALS, I think this past week, thanking me for contributing. I gave her some money. She was getting support. But Barbara was a missionary, you know, and her heart was broken. You could see it in her face. But she turned to God, and God helped heal that heart, this broken heart. Are we all missionaries? Is there missionary work that we can do? Yes, there is. We are all called, and we are all highly qualified to do missionary work. We are all gifted, too, one way or the other. Share your light. There's going to be a lot more to replace it. Share God's love, because there's a lot more to come. Be a missionary every day. Be one today. You think about it, what a great, great world this would be if we all took 5 minutes to go out and be a missionary in this dark world that we live in. The days are getting darker as the years are ticking off. Lastly, I'd like to read out of the book of James. It's the first chapter, verse 29. It describes what religion really is. True religion. And this is what we are called to do. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. You have to stay close to God. You have to stay tight. We were at the nursing home Tuesday night, just me and Gail all alone. I got yelled at about singing out of key a lot that night. And I told those people, I says, you know, they're all fairly elderly, very elderly. And I says, you know what the most important thing you can do? You got to hold on to God. Hold on to that promise. Hold on to that old rugged cross, you know. You have that blessed assurance. And it's right here.
Right.
And it's right here. It's right in those trees. It's in the flowers. It's God. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be missionaries. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Joel.
It is Mission Sunday. So as we close the service, we're going to sing The Church is One Foundation. It's 689, and the ushers will come forward and receive our missions collection. We support Ben and our children that we adopt. That's what the missions offering's for. And Hank and Betty are laughing because Betty thinks I'm paying attention to her sermon where she said down south if they don't get enough in the collection, they send it back out again. No, it's not that bad. I was paying attention, but this is mission song. So we'll sing 689, The Church is One Foundation, and the ushers will come forward and receive the missions offering. 689. Ed, you want to sing one?
From every nation, yet one.
4:13 says, I can do all things, through Christ who strengthens me. In Romans we read in 8:31, then shall we say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? I spent 22 years in Uncle Sam's Army. And during those 22 years, I had a warrant officer who stood up front on a regular basis and said to him, all of my folks gathered together, no mission is impossible. May you be blessed, may you be lifted up, may the light and light of Jesus be in you and flow through you. May you not walk away from the mission that God has given you. Accept the mission. Move forward with the opportunity. Be prepared. Because luck is when opportunity meets preparation, Lord, and we ask that you make us lucky, lucky, lucky this week. That we're given folks to testify to share the light and love of Jesus Christ with, because we are your warriors and we are mission focused. We lift up all these things to you through your Son Jesus. In his name we pray, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
Return your hand.